Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we're diving into The Chimp Paradox by Professor Steve Peters. This groundbreaking book unveils the mysteries of the human brain, exploring the constant tug of war between our rational thoughts and primal impulses. Professor Peters, an acclaimed psychiatrist known for his work with elite athletes and top business executives, introduces a powerful model for understanding and managing your own mind. In The Chimp Paradox, Peters explains how the emotional and impulsive chimp within us often battles with the more logical human. He provides strategies to help manage this inner conflict, enabling better decision-making and fostering emotional health. Whether you're a high performer seeking to optimize your mental strength, someone striving for greater emotional control, or a professional in psychiatry or communication, this book offers valuable insights into improving mental resilience and functionality. Join us as we summarize the key concepts of this influential book and discuss how you can apply them to achieve more control and harmony in your life. The Chimp Paradox, the mind management program for confidence, success, and happiness. Introduction: Discover how to tame your inner chimp. Have you ever felt like your emotions are controlling you, rather than the other way around? Perhaps it's your inner chimp, a metaphorical representation of the primal part of your brain that often takes the reins before your rational side even has a chance to chime in. This inner chimp isn't just a fanciful notion. It's rooted in our psychology, affecting how we decide, feel, and interact with others. Imagine that within your mind is a constant tug of war between your instinctive, impulsive chimp brain and your logical, thoughtful human brain. At times, it feels like the chimp has won, pushing you into actions you might regret later. This balance, or battle, inside your brain can shed light on why we act the way we do and help us manage our less helpful instincts. In this exploration of the mind's mechanics, we'll discover how to recognize when your chimp brain is in charge, the role of the computer within your brain, storing your automatic programs and habits, the four primary ways we communicate, and how understanding these can improve your interactions. Navigating through these insights will provide you with a unique perspective on managing your emotions and actions more effectively. After all, understanding is the first step to mastering your own psychological jungle. Part 1. Navigating the battlefield of the mind. The human versus the chimp. Why do intelligent, rational individuals sometimes behave in ways that defy logical explanation? The answer lies in the structure of our brains, which houses two very distinct methods of thinking that frequently clash. Understanding this internal conflict is crucial for managing our reactions and achieving more rational outcomes. Our brain's division is simple yet profound. The human part, nestled within the frontal lobe, operates on logic and factual analysis. It's the part of you that deliberates, plans, and processes information based on evidence. In stark contrast, the chimp area, located in the limbic system, functions on a more primitive level. This portion is instinctual and emotional, propelling us toward immediate reactions, often founded in feelings rather than facts. The crux of many internal conflicts arises from these two sections, differing speeds and strengths in processing. The limbic system, being older and more instinctive, typically responds quicker and with greater force, thereby tipping the scales in favor of emotional responses. Consider this scenario. John voices his morning frustration about a neighbor blocking the driveway. Though quickly resolved, the incident leaves him annoyed. When his wife, Pauline, dismisses the issue as resolved, John's chimp brain might perceive this as unsupportive or critical, sparking a defensive or even aggressive retaliation. This example underscores a common experience: rational thoughts being hijacked by emotional responses, leading to unnecessary conflict. Acknowledging the presence of the chimp brain and understanding its influence are the first steps toward curbing its dominance, allowing for more reasoned and calm interactions. In the narrative of our minds, it is essential to learn the art of managing the chimp. Doing so not only prevents irrational escalations, but also harbors peace and understanding in our daily interactions. The subsequent insights will show you exactly how to achieve that mastery. Part 2: How to Vent Your Inner Chimp, The Art of Emotional Release. Mastering the interactions between the distinct parts of our brain is crucial for emotional stability and clarity. Here's a guide on how to discern and manage these internal dynamics to maintain control over your actions and reactions. Firstly, identify which part of your brain is influencing your behavior at any given moment. Is it the logical human or the emotionally driven chimp? Initiate this self-inquiry by reflecting on your desires in the situation. Ask yourself questions like, "Do I want to react this way?" Or, "Is this feeling reflective of my true intentions?" If your answers lean towards a no, it's an indicator that your inner chimp is at the helm, pushing you towards impulse rather than reason. For instance, if you find yourself excessively worried about an upcoming deadline, posing the question, "Do I genuinely want to be anxious about this?" can help pinpoint the source of your distress. Recognizing it as a chimp reaction is the first step in addressing it. Once you identify the chimp's influence, the next step is to allow it space to exercise. Not physical workouts, but emotional ones. This involves setting aside a time and place where it's safe to let your chimp unleash its feelings without reservations. Imagine feeling angry because someone pushed past you without apology. Later in private, give yourself complete freedom to express that anger, rant, stomp, or shout about the incident as much as you need to. This release, performed in solitude, provides a vent for pent-up emotions, appeasing the chimp and diminishing the intensity of your anger. Creating a controlled environment for such releases is paramount. Avoid confronting the person who triggered you directly in the heat of the moment. Instead, find a private setting where you can express your frustrations fully until they naturally subside. This approach not only helps in managing the impulsive reactions driven by your inner chimp, but also preserves your relationships and social dignity. Yet, managing the brain's complexities doesn't end here. We'll explore another intriguing part of the mind in the upcoming segment, which plays its own role in this internal play of power. Part 3: The Double-Edged Sword of Automatic Thinking. Understanding the structural aspects of the human and chimp brains paves the way for a deeper exploration into another critical component, the computer. This part of your brain orchestrates automatic functions stemming from long-established patterns and beliefs, a mechanism that greatly influences daily living. Taking routine actions, such as preparing morning coffee or brushing teeth before bedtime, illustrates how these automated behaviors simplify life by saving energy and mental bandwidth. For instance, growing up in a nurturing environment instills automatic assumptions of being loved and valued, which profoundly shapes interactions and self-esteem. Despite its undeniable benefits, the computer's automatic functioning harbors a darker side: the formation of what we refer to as goblins. These are destructive habits and thought patterns developed through particular experiences, and just like beneficial routines, they are deeply embedded in your brain's computer. Consider this scenario: a child proudly presents a drawing to her father, who, in a display of affection and pride, displays the artwork on the refrigerator and praises his daughter. Though well-intentioned, this act might inadvertently teach the child that love and acceptance are contingent upon her achievements, fostering a harmful belief that she is only valuable when she performs well. To combat the formation of such goblins, it is essential to carefully manage responses. The father, for example, could have first affirmed his unconditional love for his daughter before acknowledging the drawing. Such a sequence helps decouple the act of achievement from parental affection, preventing the creation of a performance-based value system in the child's mind. Addressing these patterns proactively is vital, but it's equally important to know how to dismantle the harmful automations that have already taken root. Next, we delve into strategies for effectively eradicating long-standing goblins from our mental framework. Part 4. Eliminating goblins. Identifying and replacing negative patterns. Goblins, or harmful automatic thought patterns, stored in your brain's computer, can significantly impact your behaviors and emotions. To achieve a healthier mental state, it's essential to replace these goblins with constructive alternatives. Here's a step-by-step approach to make this transformation. Begin by pinpointing the specific goblins lurking in your computer. These negative patterns influence how both the emotional chimp and the rational human parts of your brain react in uncertain situations. For example, consider a scenario where someone cuts in front of you in a coffee line. Ideally, your human side would want to address the situation politely, while your chimp might impulsively react aggressively. However, if a goblin exists in your computer, suggesting you're inherently less valuable than others, you might end up not reacting at all, allowing the slight to pass unchallenged. Identifying these goblins is crucial because it's the first step toward change. To unearth them, reflect on instances where your reactions seemed incongruent with your values, or when you felt undeservedly low in confidence or self-worth. After recognizing a goblin, actively work to replace it with a positive, affirming belief. If your goblin tells you, "You're not good enough," counteract it with, "I am worthy and competent." Integrate this new belief by consciously recalling and affirming it, especially in situations that typically trigger the negative goblin. Consistently applying this new pattern is key. Each time the old goblin tries to surface, reaffirm your positive belief until this becomes your brain's go-to response. Over time, this practice will shift your automatic reactions, allowing you to handle challenging scenarios with grace and confidence, without your emotional chimp or rational human feeling compromised. Through diligent identification and replacement, you can effectively purge the goblins from your mental computer, paving the way for a more balanced and fulfilling interaction with the world around you. Part 5. Embrace diversity in thinking to quell your inner chimp. People often falter in understanding that each person's brain works in a unique way. This misunderstanding tends to fuel disagreements and miscommunications, largely influenced by our inner chimp's assumptions about others. To navigate social interactions more smoothly, it's crucial to pacify your chimp and embrace the diversity of human thought. Calming your inner chimp opens you to the reality that other people may see the world quite differently. Consider a striking example: a father dealing with the challenges posed by his autistic son. The young man would use an entire bottle of shampoo with each shower and bombard his father with countless questions upon his return from work every evening. These behaviors, though extreme, illustrate the vast differences in how brains can function. By addressing these unique behaviors creatively, such as introducing portion shampoo bottles and limiting question sessions, the father adapted to his son's distinctive way of thinking. This is a vivid demonstration of the necessity to adjust our perspectives and expectations in light of other people's mental processes. Here are three guiding principles to improve your interactions and understanding of others. First, avoid making assumptions. Just because someone behaves in a certain way doesn't mean they share your thoughts or feelings. For example, someone might seem unfriendly or aloof, but they could be preoccupied with personal issues unrelated to their interaction with you. Second, set realistic expectations. People are not infallible. They make mistakes. Expecting perfection will only lead to disappointment and strain in relationships. Lastly, let go of all prejudices, whether positive or negative. Approach people with an open mind, ready to accept and learn about them as they are. This attitude not only enriches your interpersonal relationships, but also diminishes the likelihood of conflicts driven by misunderstandings. By understanding that each person possesses a distinct mental landscape, you can better manage your chimp's reactions and engage more harmoniously with the world around you. Part 6. Mastering the art of communication. Avoid chaos and connect effectively. Navigating the complex world of interaction can often lead to miscommunications and frustrations, particularly when deals with diverse communication styles. However, understanding the core ways people communicate can immensely improve how we interact and convey our points without escalating to aggression. Communication broadly occurs through four primary machinations, each involving different combinations of the human and chimp aspects of our brain. These are your human brain communicating with another human brain, your human brain addressing someone else's chimp brain, your chimp engaging with another person's human brain, and two chimps in communication. The last scenario often results in the most turbulence, evident during intense arguments where emotions run high. To foster healthier and more effective conversations, start by addressing issues directly with the involved party. This approach minimizes misunderstandings and curtails the buildup of resentment, which often stems from discussing problems with everyone but the person concerned. Remember, the key here is to remain assertive, not aggressive. Aggression triggers emotional responses and hampers meaningful dialogue. Assertiveness, however, involves a balanced expression of your needs and feelings. It's about being clear about what you do not appreciate, how the situation affects you emotionally, and what you would prefer instead. Take the scenario where you're late to a dinner and your friend reacts sharply. An assertive response would involve calmly explaining that being yelled at is uncomfortable, that it makes you feel intimidated, and that you would appreciate a conversation at a lower volume. Such communication not only opens up pathways for clearer understanding, but also maintains respect and composure in relationships. Respecting these dynamics ensures that both parties feel heard and valued, significantly reducing the likelihood of conflicts driven by miscommunication or emotional reactions. By perfecting this art, you can navigate through complex interactions smoothly and foster more meaningful connections. Part 7. Shift focus from problems to solutions for better health. The intricate connection between our brain's components and our physical well-being cannot be overstated. Understanding how the human and chimp brains influence our health choices underscores the importance of focusing on positive actions rather than dwelling on setbacks. The age-old battle between the human brain's desire for a healthier lifestyle and the chimp brain's cravings for immediate gratification often manifests in our health behaviors. The human brain plans to exercise, eat well, and improve fitness levels, whereas the chimp opts for the couch and comfort foods. Herein lies the trap. Obsessing over issues like weight gain feeds into the chimp's influence, pushing you toward negativity and immediate but unhealthy comforts. Instead, emphasize the solutions, like integrating more activity into your day and improving dietary choices, which leads to tangible positive changes. Adopting both a proactive and responsive approach is key to sustaining good health habits. For instance, let's say you commit to regular gym sessions. You start strong, but then life gets in the way and you miss a few workouts. Rather than beating yourself up and letting your inner chimp sabotage your progress with negativity, shift your focus. Engage your chimp positively by sharing your successes and enjoyment of the workouts with a gym buddy. This not only holds you accountable, but also aligns with the chimp's need for social approval and accomplishment. Positive reinforcement like this makes it far more likely for you to stick to your workout schedule. By consistently focusing on solutions and adjusting strategies to accommodate setbacks, you empower the human side by planning and the chimp side by executing with emotional satisfaction. This balanced approach not only promotes better physical health, but also strengthens mental resilience against the easy temptations of unhealthy choices. The journey to wellness truly begins by directing attention towards positive, actionable solutions and away from dwelling on the problems. Part 8. Embrace joy and acknowledge your successes. Achieving happiness might seem like a fickle quest, but it significantly boils down to a series of choices. This doesn't imply that you can switch on happiness at will, but rather that you have the agency to influence the balance between the good times and the less favorable ones in your life. The journey to happiness begins by intentionally incorporating positive elements into your life. It's vital to recognize that seeking happiness is not superficial, it's necessary. This encompasses both tangible needs such as food, shelter, and comfort, as well as intangible desires like love, respect, and friendship. Start by listing what you need for happiness, both material and emotional, and strategize on how to fulfill these needs. However, it is crucial to pause and appreciate your progress and achievements. An overarching challenge to attaining sustained happiness is the insatiable nature of the chimp brain, which continually seeks more, overshadowing your accomplishments with a drive for further success. Consider the example of an athlete aiming for an Olympic medal. Even as she accumulates national titles and showcases exceptional skill, she never takes a moment to celebrate these victories. If this pattern persists, even an Olympic gold might fail to bring her joy, as her focus might quickly shift to the next goal. This relentless pursuit can create a cycle where true happiness remains elusive. To counter this, it's important to celebrate each success, no matter how small, and allow yourself to enjoy the moments of triumph. Acknowledging and savoring your accomplishments not only fuels further motivation, but also cultivates a sense of enduring happiness. By understanding how to manage expectations, engage with your emotional needs, and appreciate your victories, you equip yourself with a powerful toolkit for outsmarting your chimp. Remember, the path to happiness lies in calculated, mindful efforts towards what truly brings you joy, coupled with a heartfelt recognition of the successes along the way. Final summary. The essence of this book reveals a profound truth. Our brains are intricate landscapes comprised of various parts, each with its own mode of operation. These segments range from the rational and contemplative to the emotional and instinctual, and even to areas that function almost entirely on autopilot. Although these differences can lead to internal conflicts, recognizing and understanding the distinct roles of each part allows us to manage and harmonize them effectively. Through awareness and deliberate practice, we can navigate our inner complexities to achieve a balanced and fulfilling life. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.